Hello, I'm Peter. I've enjoyed hiking the North Olympic Peninsula the past 30 years. I'm currently a member of the Clallam County Parks Advisory Board, and I hope that you hike prepared, and we hope you enjoy your hike. Today's hike report is for the Cove and Striped Peak. Both have the same trailhead location and one of Clallam County's parked jewels, the 196-acre Salt Creek County Park and Recreation Area. Most of your hiking, however, will be on DNR state lands used to help fund the education system in Washington State. Drive west from Port Angeles on Highway 101, turning onto Highway 112, and follow the signs for the Salt Creek Recreation Area and Camp Hayden, a former 518-acre facility for coastal defense system in the early 1940s. It was declared surplus in 1949, and in 1958, Clallam County approved funds for the purchase of a portion of the surplus installation for what is today Salt Creek Recreation Area. Parking for this hike is available in two locations with trailheads that join up quickly. The first parking opportunity is just after crossing the gate on the left side, a paved parking area for approximately 20 cars. The trailhead is just to the left of an informative kiosk. Be sure to look on the back for many birds commonly found in the area. RVs, campers, and larger vehicles will need to drive about another 100 yards further into the park, where you'll find a gravel parking on both the left and right sides of the road. The large playfield on your right is where you'll find a mowed grass path on the southeast corner, leading you to this fabulous adventure to the Cove and Striped Peak. There are sandy cans near the gravel parking area and flush toilets if you drive further into the campground. From the paved parking area, the trail starts off wide, headed into dense foliage of salmonberry, salal, Indian plum, ocean spray, and the northwest nettles. Overhead are Douglas fir and large alder trees. As you near the intersection with the lower gravel parking trail, horsetail and elderberry flank your path. Stay to the right as you head to another kiosk built by scouts many years ago. Here you will find a more useful, updated map for routing to the Cove and Striped Peak. I always recommend that hikers take a photo of maps on any trails that I'm taking, even if I have my own map. From here, you will start your longest climb heading to the Cove, just 1 mile away. When moisture is abundant, the first half mile can be muddy and slick in spots. Nuka Rose and trailing blackberry can be seen as you climb. The path narrows as you move under big leaf maple, cedar, and many hemlock trees. The sounds of bird calls are abundant while you start to see signs of old growth, logging stumps that are now nursery logs. Look for the cutouts of loggers who put planks in the trees for standing on while they made their final cuts to bring down this old growth. As you reach the top of your first climb, a trail intersection for the newly completed and improved Bunker Ridge Trail appears on your right. Thank you to the WTA and other volunteers who made this happen. You can take this new trail all the way up to Striped Peak if you desired. It is a more aggressive route that is freshly created. On your left, you may notice trails heading off in the vast greenery. These go to various old bunkers from the Fort Hayden days. You can be sure to find mosquitoes waiting to greet you even more assertively as you venture further into that landscape. Soon you'll start to get peekaboo views of the Strait of Juan de Fuca. You'll find the trails traverse the slope as you start to see bulb kelp beds in the ocean while starting to hear the waves against the rocks below. Maidenhair ferns begin appearing in greater numbers as you reach the halfway point to the Cove. At this point, you can see views of Vancouver Island while perhaps hearing the low murmur of ships passing through the strait. From here, it's just 1.9 miles. Striped Peak. Riots of roots line the trail as you begin another small climb to settle out on a small ridgeline trail, leading you to a split rail fence where you can get your first glimpse of the charming, secluded cove below. Step down the railing to peer into the ocean and see if the light brings you a brilliant deep blue or at times emerald green water. If the tide is below a 6.5 feet, you'll see the modest beach. With very high tides, there will be no beach visible at all. From here, a couple of quick switchbacks as you climb for the final time on your way to the Cove, Quickly, you start your descent with the slopes filled with sword ferns, as if you're in a tropical rainforest. A hard left-hand turn as you approach the Cove Trail. This next quarter mile is steep with well-placed rock steps at various points as you descend. This is not a good trail to walk and gaze simultaneously. So take a moment, pause, and take in the serenity of the views. Improved visibility of the Strait of Juan de Fuca and Vancouver Island greet you. As you near the bottom, a small waterfall slides down a rock face. Some call this the Salish Maiden Falls. The maiden ferns don't disappoint all around this falls. Giant boulders bookend your arrival to the Cove Trail entrance. A right-hand turn, you can pass through a wooden archway of tossed driftwood amongst some trees. From here, you can sit out on large boulders looking west into rafts of bulb kelp bobbing with the swells. Keep an eye out for seals and other marine life. For those willing to scamper over a few rocks and logs, keep making your way to the gentle pebble and sand beach nestled against the jagged rock face. Madrona trees hang off the rocks, while hummingbirds and eagles can be seen and heard cruising around. The tide is less than 4 feet. You can make your way around the rock wall and explore an abundance of wildlife. Really, just soaking in the lapping tide while relaxing on the beach, you can find seabird feathers, clams, and mussel shells. Yarrow has made home in all the rocks and nooks on the back of the beach wall. If you make your way off the secluded hiking gem, then you get back to the intersection of the trail you left for Striped Peak. The next mile is beautiful, meandering climb along the forested ridgelines. At times, you may need to share the path with a banana slug or two. When you arrive on the old logging road, take a right and look for the trail and signs on your right-hand side that dip into the logging area. Shortly, you'll have a bench to rest at and take in the views. As you continue, you'll intersect the Bunker Ridge Trail. Remember, keep going up. Soon, you'll reach the top. This hike will continue to provide a steady uphill ascent as you make your way to the Striped Peak, a gain of 850 feet when you make the summit. The views to the west are Crescent Bay, Vancouver Island, and Salt Springs Island. For a varied return, consider staying on the Bunker Ridge Trail as it switches back down more directly, or head back to the Cove for another dip in serenity. The Cove hike is great for just about anyone. Good footwear is helpful, and time of year can have a meaningful impact on the trail conditions, but not the beauty of the Cove and the trail along the way. Striped Peak is a family-friendly adventure hike. Occasional bench for respites and a good hike, or if there's a slight drizzle, most of the hike can be within the trees, especially if you take the first turn up the Bunker Hill Trail. For more information about Camp Hayden, explore the former 16-inch gun placements and read the associated kiosks within the park. In this hiker's opinion, the slightly over 1 mile hike to the Cove from your car is probably one of the best 1 mile hikes you're going to find on the Olympic Peninsula. Please enjoy and take care that we can all continue to enjoy this spectacular local treat.